Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Heinkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 11th week in Ordinary Time, June 18th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.'" There is something deeply human about wanting to be heard. A child cries in the night hoping a parent will come. A grieving spouse repeats the same story again and again because sorrow longs for witness. A lonely person talks too much at gatherings because silence feels unbearable. Beneath all your words is a hidden plea. Do you see me? Do you hear me? Do I matter to you? Jesus understands this ache of the human heart. That is why in today's gospel, he speaks tenderly about prayer. He warns his disciples not to babble like the pagans, not because many words are bad, but because anxious words can sometimes reveal a fearful heart, one that believes God must be persuaded, impressed, or worn down before he will care. And then Jesus says something astonishing. "Your Father knows what you need before you ask. Not a Father, but your Father." The contemplative tradition of the Church lingers there. Before prayer becomes speech, petition, rosary or litany, chant or silence, it begins with a relationship. Prayer is not information delivered to God. Prayer is communion with the one who already knows. And this changes everything. So many people secretly approach God as though they were appearing before a reluctant judge or a distant official. We try to say the right thing. We search for holy language. We wonder if we have prayed correctly enough. But Jesus reveals a God who already bends towards us before we utter a single syllable. The saints understood this deeply. Saint Therese of Lisieux once said that prayer is a surge of the heart, not a performance, not spiritual eloquence, simply the heart turning towards God. In contemplative spirituality, silence becomes precious, precisely because of this gospel. If the Father already knows, then prayer does not need to be frantic. We do not need to fill every moment with noise. We can rest. We can breathe. We can sit in loving awareness before God and allow ourselves to be loved. Many people fear silence because silence reveals what is within us, the unfinished grief, the anxiety, the anger, the loneliness, the exhaustion. Yet God is never frightened by what we discover there. In silence, we slowly learn that the Father's gaze is not condemnation, but mercy. There's an old story told of a peasant farmer in rural France who spent long hours in church sitting before the tabernacle. A priest once asked him, "What do you say to God during all that time?" The farmer answered simply, "I look at him, and he looks at me." That is contemplative prayer. Not complicated, not impressive, just presence. And from that place of presence, Jesus gives us the Our Father. Notice how the prayer begins, not with fear, but with intimacy. Our Father. Not master, not ruler, not distant authority, but Father. Jesus places his own relationship with the Father into our mouths. He invites us into his communion. Every time we pray the Lord's Prayer sincerely, we step into the prayer life of Christ himself. And then the prayer moves outward. Thy kingdom come. Real prayer always enlarges the heart. If prayer becomes only self-concern, it grows narrow and anxious. But when we pray as Jesus teaches, our heart slowly begins to desire what God desires: mercy, justice, healing, reconciliation, daily bread for all people, forgiveness, freedom from evil. Prayer changes us because love changes us. A priest once shared the story of an elderly woman in his parish who came daily to the church after her husband died. She rarely said much. She would sit quietly in the same pew for nearly an hour. One day he asked her, "What do you pray about all that time?" She gently smiled and said, "At first I talked to God about my husband. Then I talked to him about my children. Then I talked to him about my fears. Now mostly I just let him love me." That may be the deepest prayer of all. Many people carry a hidden exhaustion in their spiritual lives because they think prayer depends entirely on their effort. But the gospel reveals something freeing. God has already moved towards us first. Grace always precedes prayer. Before you sought God, he sought you. Before you spoke, he listened. Before you loved, you were loved. This is why contemplative prayer becomes less about achieving and more about consenting. Consenting to God's presence. Consenting to being known. Consenting to being loved, even in our poverty. The Our Father is not merely a formula to recite quickly. It is a doorway into trust. When we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," we surrender tomorrow's anxieties. When we say, "Forgive us our trespasses," we release our grip on shame. When we say, "Deliver us from evil," we admit we cannot save ourselves. And every word rests upon the foundation established at the beginning: Our Father. The tragedy of modern life is not merely noise outside us, but noise within us. Endless distractions, endless stimulation, endless commentary. Yet beneath it all, the soul longs for quiet communion with God. Perhaps today Jesus invites us not to a more complicated prayer, but to simpler prayer. Sit quietly for a few moments. Breathe slowly. Place yourself in God's presence and remember the Father already knows, not with cold omniscience, but with intimate love. He knows your wounds. He knows your fatigue. He knows the prayer you cannot even form into words. And still he draws near. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know us more deeply than we know ourselves. Before we speak, you hear us. Before we seek, you are already present. Teach us to pray with trusting hearts. Quiet the noise within us. Free us from anxiety, which strives through empty words. Lead us into the silence where your love heals and restores us. May the prayer your Son taught us become alive within us, so that your kingdom may grow in our hearts and in our world. Give us the grace to rest in your presence, to trust in your mercy, and to live each day as beloved children. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to take some time today to recite the Lord's Prayer with all your heart and to realize that He knows all that you need from the foundation of the world. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.